Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. So let's pivot. Everybody watched this yesterday. I'm assuming all you guys watched it. I mean, Roberto watched the highlights. Who am I kidding? He didn't watch Mavs and clips. But how do we contextualize what Luka Doncic did? I mean, second year in the league, he put a performance out there that, like, one of the only comps is Magic Johnson as a rookie or second year with the Lakers, Kareem out, NBA Finals in Philly. Magic starts at center and goes, you know, 47-7. Luka yesterday, you know, 42-17-16, 3-for-3 in the final minute, hit one of the all-time playoff good night now shots. I'm more than happy to take suggestions on it, but I mean, Porzingis doesn't play. He's on one leg. Rico, I don't even know what to do with it a day later. It was unbelievable.
Mike, you stole my thunder. I was going to say it reminded me of the Magic Johnson game and watching him, you know, back when I was 50 or so. But yeah, no Kareem. He had to play center, and he dominated. And that's when you knew this kid's going to be special. He's going to live up to the hype that has been given to him. And I felt the same about Luka, that you're looking at a future league MVP. You're looking at a guy that Silver will build a league around. He's going to be sitting at the table. Let's face it, a lot of your stars right now, they're closer to the end than their peak. LeBron is closer to the end than his peak. Luka is that next generation, and that game, to me, cemented it. On a bad wheel, no Porzingis again, and putting Reggie Jackson on ice skates. Hey, Reggie, watch this. Nope, crossover. Dip, 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 and all shoot right, so the shot. Bam.
Here's what I'll do. So right here, right now, I'm going to give you the obvious as players that are objectively better than Luka as we sit here today. Giannis, Kawhi, LeBron. Full stop.
Okay.
Objectively better. And again, I don't know what Kawhi was doing there. How the hell do you have bum-ass Reggie Jackson on that switch and Kawhi doesn't go, nah, I got this. I'm not getting switched. I'm the claw. I'm the best defensive player in the league. I will handle this. How do you let Reggie Jackson get sizzled? I'll never understand that. I don't even know how Reggie Jackson's on the floor, but I digress. But if those are the three, then you get into Harden, AD, probably Joker. Dude, Luka, to me, is like he's right there with Harden. 1 and 1A. I take Luka over AD, despite AD having a birthday party on the Blazers this weekend. But I mean, Rico, it's, you know, it's amazing. I remember when that draft was coming by, and I just assumed Luka was going to go number one in the lead up to the draft. The Kings had, or the Suns had the number one pick, and they had just hired his coach from Europe, and they didn't take him. And then, okay, well, number two, well, then clearly the Kings will take him.
Nope.
And then you had whatever it is. Why I know why Atlanta did it. They got the extra first-round pick. But, man, when you look back at that, I mean, that is just – what are you
– Atlanta is hoping like hell that Trae Young turns into something so that they won't be known as the team that traded away Luka. I'm with you, Mike. That draft, we had DeAndre Ayton. I had to go back and relook at it. DeAndre Ayton.
Marvin Bagley.
Hometown kid. So you're going to go, you play for Arizona, you're going to come, and you're going to try to fix the Suns. Nope. Marvin Bagley Jr., okay. I don't even know what he does now. But yeah, and then the next three picks actually ended up being better. I mean, between, you know, Luka, between Trae Young and Jaren, I'm like, okay, those three, that should have been your 1, 2, 3 in the draft, that draft. But
here's the thing with Luka, it's really incredible. You're talking about 2 years in, he's just turned 21 years old. He's not even in his prime.
No.
But he's not even there yet.
But Mike, it's the foreign player. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know because all you see are the highlights. Is he more Darko or is he more Dirk?
No.
I mean, where are we at with this? Because if you take a player that really no one has seen and he bombs, you've kissed your job goodbye.
Look, all I can tell you is this, my man. I mean, he's putting up LeBron stat lines. In a very different way. Let me be clear about that. A very different way. Like, Luka's got old man game. Mm-hmm. He's like that dude at the gym who's doing Euro steps before you realize what a Euro step was. He can give you that slow motion spin move. He's got a little step back, although it looks awkward as all get out. But like, Rico, I can't even believe what I saw yesterday. I never have gone into a game with lower expectations. They open the broadcast and they go, "Oh, late breaking news! You know, here's Luka looking like somebody, you know, Jeff Galuli'd his knee like Nancy Kerrigan," and you're like, "All right, well, this game's over." And then they go, "Late breaking news: Porzingis isn't playing, sore knee." I'm going, "You kidding me? I wanted to settle in for this." And then you just kind of watch, and 21 point deficit. Mavs not only rally, but end up up 12. Then they blow the lead. But, I mean, the final moments of that into overtime, you don't even have to like basketball to appreciate what you were watching. I still can't figure out what Doc Rivers was doing other than sleeping. I'd still like to know if Paul George is going to come out of witness protection at any point. But Luka, right here, right now, when you try to contextualize what you watched, it just felt like that arrival, unquestioned, into being one of the five best players in the game. Now, maybe that's a little bit of recency bias for you, but if you look at Luka's season, I know he's the worst perimeter shooter on a very good shooting team, but he takes and makes tougher shots. He ain't one of these guys that's sitting in the corner wide open. Here's the ball. Go shoot it. I mean, dude, he did not have his pick-and-roll partner yesterday. He had a bunch of filler, all due respect to guys like Tim Hardaway and Trey Burke. And yes, I'm a Trey Burke guy, thought he'd be good, was wrong, but now I'm, I don't know, kind of right again. The whole point is,
Rico, Trey's in a good fit.
Yeah, and he can just be the guy he needed to be, which is an offensive spark plug. Like, dude, Luka's a top five player in this game, but I wouldn't put anything past him, Rico. This guy is getting good so rapidly.
Mike, what happens
like, would
is...
It be, no, would it be ahead, nuts for you next year? No, I'm just saying, like, next year at this time, would it be crazy to say this dude's better than 36-year-old LeBron? Crazy to say that this dude is absolutely better than Giannis, even?
LeBron, maybe Giannis, I don't know.
Okay, Giannis, keep Giannis one.
Giannis, I think, is about to hit his prime, but I think LeBron has already seen his prime. But it's one of those things you witnessed yesterday. A lot of guys come into the NBA with a lot of hype, and let's face it, they don't live up to how people think they're going to be. But Luka put on this show. It was like, I remember watching when LeBron James just destroyed the Pistons in that overtime and took every shot, saying to myself, this kid is going to be special. He had the weight of the world on his shoulders. Oh, the king. He was coming into the NBA, and I didn't think that he would live up to actually to play the way that he did. But that game, Mike, I said, this guy is going to be special. He is going to run this league in a few years. That's going to be Luka. LeBron is on the way out. It's not to say that, you know, he's a bum, but he's seen better days. You can't stay at the top forever. You see that with every star. Eventually, they start coming back down to earth. But with Luka, I think he's on his way to the top. I think you're looking at future MVP of the league.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.